The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The same people who lied to you about the vax are giving you your election results. Did you ever think about that? Think about it. Your government and your media, who have zero credibility, if you really think about it. I mean, they lied to everybody. They lied to the entire world about the vax. They lied to you about COVID-19. They lied to you about how dangerous COVID-19 was. They scaremongered everyone, shut the economy down, masked people up. The media and the government did. They lied to you about the effectiveness of the vaccine. They lied to you and acted like they can cure a coronavirus with the vaccine, which would mean they can cure the common cold with the vaccine, which they cannot, and they knew they couldn't. And they knew it was scientifically impossible for them to cure COVID-19 with the vaccine. They know that airborne viruses go to your respiratory system, which is a different, an entire different immunity system that you have than your blood system and your organs. So when they inject you in your blood, it will not stop an airborne virus. That's why they can't cure the common cold. They knew that. Everyone at the CDC knows that. Yet they lied to you. And who else lied to you to make you buy it? The media. And does everyone just go along, the whole vast majority? Yes. And then you have to then realize, as you're sitting there maybe upset about what's going on with our elections and how we can't trust anything that is happening in our election system. And basically, election night went exactly as I predicted. It's not shocking to me. I'm actually shocked at how exact I was about how everything went. If you look at things that I said a month ago, saying what will happen, because there was no emotion in what I was making my predictions on what would happen. It was based on logic, fact, what happened in 2020, and that we didn't fix our elections. Nobody can say, oh yeah, since 2020, we've made sure that elections are completely 100% safe, fair, no shenanigans, never happens. But I was thinking, do I do a show about that, or do I do a show about the vaccine? I thought, well, you know, they're one and the same in the aspect that society cannot trust these people. I don't understand how they have any credibility. Why does anyone watch NBC or ABC or CBS News or CNN? I literally, if like I'm watching something and somehow NBC News comes on or something, I immediately change the channel. I don't even watch an ounce of what they say because they have zero credibility. They're proven liars. That's with anything. So why would I go to them for my election results? The same as with the news division of Fox News. I don't trust a single thing the news division of Fox News says. They're propagandists. They use the AP. They use all sorts of propaganda crap. I'm not talking about the host. Let me make it clear. I'm not talking about Tucker Carlson. I'm not talking about Laura Ingraham. I'm talking about the news division of Fox News. Do you know how many times I've heard the news division of Fox News spew lies and crap that I know are lies and crap? It's constant. And you say, no, not Fox. Their news division does. I worked at a radio station and we carried Fox News on the radio, and I would be covering stories, and then we'd go to break, and Fox News on the radio would have their anchor saying the exact opposite of what I just showed was how it was a blatant lie. Take the coronavirus and how I was pointing out how masks don't work, and I was going, and then we would go to break, and then we would carry Fox News, and they would talk all about people needing to wear masks and be 6 feet apart. And I just did a whole segment on how 6 feet apart is a flat out lie. And there's no science behind it. And then I'd go to break and Fox News would be telling everybody the exact opposite. And I get frustrated, and I love Fox News. Not the news division, but some of the people that work at Fox News, I think, are tremendous. But you have to be able to understand, you got to separate that out. Remember, the Fox News division told you to get vaccinated. The Fox News division told businesses to shut down and that this was that COVID-19 was going to kill everybody, basically. They scaremonger, just like CNN did. Their news division did. Some of their hosts were hesitant, and they were, and even some of the hosts did, sadly. But, I don't know. They can explain themselves. Even people that I liked, I was like, man, they're not taking the stand they should be. Some of them are now, thank goodness. And Tucker is fantastic on this stuff now. And Laura Ingraham, if there's two hosts you're going to listen to at Fox News for truth right now, you got to go to Tucker and you got to go to Laura Ingraham. That's for sure. There's other good people. I don't mean to leave out other good people at Fox News. And I'm not even wanting to attack on Fox News, but we've just had an election. And my point is, if you know these people told you flat out lies that are actually life and death matters in your personal life. I mean, the vaccine, whether you put something into your body and they knew was experimental and they knew they didn't know that it would be safe and effective, and they flat out told you it's safe and effective, and they took money from the government. The government gave $1 billion to all the different media companies to push the vaccine on the population. They were willing to do that, and your life was at stake, and they lied to you. But don't worry. When it comes to elections, the government who lies to you and the media who's their propagandists who lied to you, who have no credibility, you've got to believe 100% of everything that you hear from them on election night. And if you don't, you're anti-democracy. You're an insurrectionist. You're evil. How could you not listen to proven liars? How could you not believe on election night people who have lied straight face to you and even got some of your relatives killed? And I'm not exaggerating. Some of my relatives have been killed by believing this crap. And that is not a joke. So I know other people have to be in the same boat. Now, a lot of those relatives don't even attribute, because they won't connect it, because they refuse to connect to the vaccine, like the deaths. Like, I'll give you an example. If you go up to somebody and you ask them, do you know anybody who died from the vaccine? A lot of people will tell you, no, I don't know anybody who's died from the vaccine. You can't ask it that question, because the people who have taken vaccines and the people who have bought and have been brainwashed by the media, they don't connect and don't even know how to connect a vaccine death to something strange that happened to the relative. Do not ask, do you know somebody who has died from the vaccine? Here's how you can find out, if you're just curious, if taking your own poll sample. You have to ask it this way, and not in a conversation about the vaccine. It has to be, you're not having any conversation about the vaccine or anything, but just you slip in this question when you're talking about coffee or talking about sports, and you say, do you know anybody that like died suddenly or died before, like you were shocked in the last year? You're shocked, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe so-and-so died. Ask that. And then you'll get them to say, oh yeah, I mean, I can't believe. And then they'll name. And then if you know they've been vaccinated or not, but that's how you're going to know. They could say, oh yeah, I know three people that I can't believe died in the last year. And I was shocked because they seemed to be fine. One of them was 70. One of them was 50. One of them was, who knows, whatever. But they might name three people. But if you had asked that question, do you know anybody who's died from the vaccine? They would immediately shut you down and say, no, I don't know anybody who's died from the vaccine. Well, actually, they probably know three people who have died from the vaccine. They just don't associate those deaths with the vaccine. They just know that they died out of it. But, you know, that happens in life. That happens. So the world is really deceived. I want you to hear from Christina Anderson, who is part of the European Union Parliament. She's always fantastic on this. And she says, the house of cards and this vaccine crap and the people who have lied to you and got your relatives killed, it's collapsing on them. Take a listen.
The people have been lied to. It was a gigantic lie. And on this lie, everything that governments, especially in the Western democracies, did to infringe on people's rights, to take away their freedom, to lock them in their homes, imposing curfews, all of this was based on that gigantic lie. Ursula von der Leyen, EU Commission president, is now under a lot of pressure, and rightly so. The people have a right to know what went on in these contracts with her exchange of SMS with CEO Pfizer Bourla. The people need to know who they can hold responsible and accountable for whatever may have gone on behind the scenes. And things are changing now. Their house of cards is tumbling down, and it is doing so rightfully. And you know what? One more thing, though. I am sick and tired of being called a COVIDiot. And I much rather be a COVIDiot than being a guff idiot. Because that's what all these people blindly trust. Because that's what all these people that blindly trusted their governments turned out to be. And I will say it again, it was never, never, ever about public health. It was never about breaking any waves. It was always about breaking people. But, and that's the good news, they failed. It didn't work. And that I am very proud of, and I'm proud of the people that I am so honored to be allowed to represent, and I will continue to do just that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I wanted you to see that because she really, think about it. I know that angers a lot of people because you know that they have lied to you. You know the government lied to you and the media lied to you all about this. And you know people that, like she was talking about, the people that mocked you if you didn't fall for those lies. And yet they're the ones that fall for whatever the government says or whatever their media says, and they just blindly follow, right? Well, all of you instinctively are thinking, and I don't know what all the results will be for the elections, and it doesn't even matter because I'm actually recording this right after a lot of the election results, but I'm just letting you know this is a pre-recorded. And it's very late at night that I'm doing this, and this will air in the afternoon, the day after the election. I've seen some of the election results, but I haven't seen them all. They're not all in, and I don't even have to because I already know. You don't have. I know who's giving this information out. A, the government, who's proven to be a bunch of liars, politicians who don't even care, have any remorse about what they did to you and your businesses and your life when they shut you down and shut everything down for COVID, which was all a lie about that they had to do that. They didn't have to do any of that. Remember, COVID didn't do anything to you. The government did. COVID didn't shut your business down. The government did. I hate when people say, COVID shut us down in 2020 and COVID did. No, COVID did nothing to you. You had to take a test to even know if you had it. I mean, no, everyone would have been totally fine. They had, oh my gosh, I took a test and it said that I'm sick. I feel 100% fine, but they're telling me I'm sick. Holy cow, it did nothing to you. What did it do to you? Nothing. The government did everything to you. Every negative thing that happened to you was when the government stepped in and did something to you, and they lied to you. And then they lied to you about the vaccine, and many of you are very upset about this because you took the vaccine and they poisoned you. And their media lied to you, and they went lockstep. And even though we pointed out beyond any doubt that they were lying to you, beyond any doubt, showing you the science about how bad the vaccine was, they still doubled down, lied, and censored us and called us evil. We're giving you the truth. So when it comes to the election, you better understand. I am a truth teller. I told you the truth about everything about the vaccine. I told you the truth on everything when they were lying straight face to you. If you think you have fair elections in America, your instincts are telling you, you know, none of it was fair. And what did I tell you would happen? I don't know the full election results, but I know I'm right because I knew it would be this way because I know how they steal the elections. They can't steal everything. So the Republicans will pick up some House seats. Is that what I said? But statewide, I said, this is how you know. I grew up in Detroit. I know how they steal elections. And it's easier when it's a statewide race. You better be aware that these statewide races, that's where they're going to steal. And the people that you think are guaranteed to win that are Republicans, that ain't going to be the case. Not when it's a statewide race, because that's how they steal them. And I can go into the how they steal and all this, but the point is you cannot believe me and say, oh no, our elections are great. But remember, the people that are telling you our elections are perfect, they're wonderful, and you can trust everything about them and the results are dead accurate, are the exact same people who told you that the vaccine was safe and effective and that you can't even spread COVID after you get it and you'll be fine and that masks work and that you need to distance 6 feet apart and for the greater good of society, you need to lock yourself in your house and we need to shut businesses down and we need to crush you economically for the rest of the world. And the war in the Ukraine is wonderful too. That's great for you. You need to be supporting the war in Ukraine. And we need to go to nuclear war with Russia, by the way. Those people who want to go to nuclear war with Russia are the same people that are telling you, trust us. This, we are the good guys. Don't listen to Ben. He's only told you the truth the whole time. And he's a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It would be a conspiracy theory to say our elections are fair. What proof is there that that's true? It's amazing. Anyways, regardless, I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican, you should not believe that our elections are fair, regardless. You should know they can easily be manipulated, and you should know that electronically, when you stick your ballot, and instead of it being hand-counted, you stick it in a machine and you don't get to see what happens. And I mean, it's not like electronics can be manipulated and they can manipulate the vote. Folks, I'm going to give you a story. This just happened before I started doing this show. I was monitoring Milwaukee County in Wisconsin because the governor race there was basically neck and neck. And I thought, well, I know what they're going to do. I grew up in Detroit. It gets late at night, and when most people start to go to bed, they might say the county's reporting, but yet there's going to be still votes coming in. Well, I go look on Fox News. They have an internet. You can pick your state, and you can see the votes come in real time. And I can pick the county. So I picked the county. I picked Milwaukee County, where Milwaukee is. It says 99% reported in. And I'm looking at how many red counties are out there that are not at 99% reported in. And then I checked where Madison is in Wisconsin, and it said it was at 99% reported in. And I was like, and it's an even race? That's a real bad sign, unless cheating is going to happen. And as I'm sitting there watching, I was about to click away, and I saw the Milwaukee County thing live change. And Governor Evers of Wisconsin expanded his lead. And I'm looking at Milwaukee, specifically that county. And I'm thinking, well, that must have been the last 1%, right? Although I grew up in Detroit and I know that counties will stay at 99% while tens and tens and tens of thousands of votes will continue to come in. And I thought, wait a minute, I've seen this before, but I've never watched it real time. I didn't even think, oh, I could just watch them do this real time on Fox News' website. And I did. So I sat there and I watched the county. And thousands of more votes come in. Milwaukee. Remember, it's at 99%. There is no way that you can have 6 different updates with thousands and thousands and thousands. And Evers' lead increases. And I'm thinking, and it's still at 99%. Isn't that interesting? Then I also looked and I noticed that in the Senate race, it said that, I don't know, I can't remember specifically, it was Dane County, which is where Madison is, or not, or Milwaukee. One of them, in the governor's race, it said 99%. In the Senate race, it said 100% reporting. And I was thinking, well, that's odd too. Why would the one say it's 100% reporting and the other one's still saying it's at 99%? And yet then and it kept updating. More would come in from that county. And it still sat at 99%. And I thought, wow, I remember when I was young watching Michigan, because I grew up in Detroit, and watching the governor races and watching how Detroit, which is Wayne County, and it would say Wayne County. This is years when I was like a teenager, and you would watch and it would say Wayne County 99% in. And it would sit at 99% for hours as thousands of votes would still roll in until the Democrat won. Until the Democrat was declared. And then after the Democrat was declared victory, maybe a half an hour later, 100%, it would finally switch to 100% reported. Once they had the mathematics that they could call the race. I saw that live last night on Fox News website in Milwaukee County. If you guys in Wisconsin want to challenge something, I watched it in real time. There is no doubt in my mind they do exactly what they do in Detroit. There is no doubt in my mind that they were adding in votes there in Milwaukee County. I watched it real time. Other than that, then they're lying. How could they have been at 99%? But this isn't like the first time I've ever seen this, folks. Like I said, I sat there and watched it because I knew, but I was like, when I was young, I would just watch on TV. I didn't know. Now I have the internet and I can watch the votes as they come in, just like a news organization sees it come in. That was the first time I got to do that. So that's the truth. And everyone knows I'm not a liar. You think I would make that up? I'm not making it up. And you know what? I bet you there's a ton of you that have had that experience. Yeah, I've seen that before where it's like sitting at 99%. And it just sits there. And yet it keeps reporting more votes. And it stays at 99. I know you've experienced that. You know what that is? Cheating. That's what that is. I mean, I know you guys know. Here's the point. The point is, the same people who lie to you about everything are the people that are telling you, trust us when it comes to elections. We lie about everything. We endanger your lives with our lies. But when we do election coverage, we are honorable and we never lie and we don't have an agenda and we don't care who wins the elections. We're neutral. Yeah. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya. Hey guys, our freedom is under attack. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And yet, the loss of freedom is not inevitable. America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover, weekly episodes of Beyond the Cover. Check them out at thenewamerican.com. So you can look at the regular magazine, The New American, but go beyond the cover with Beyond the Cover. Go to thenewamerican.com.